Your name?
My name is Isidore Asukwa.
Isidore, we're here in Allen Pond Park in Bowie, where August 2nd, National Night Out, events were held. There was a lot of people here. You are with the Prince George's County Taxi Workers Alliance. Explain what you were, describe the evening and explain what you were doing here.
Well, that evening, as we all know, as a National Night Out, the drivers, as you know, we are struggling to gain our independence from the company. After the passing of the CB3, we decided to enter a referendum whereby we call it signatures to petition the delay of the law of the CB3 to become a law. So we were all assigned to different cities during that day because of the huge gatherings in almost all the cities around the county. So I was assigned here to Allen Pond Park, where there were a lot of people. I could not imagine, almost more than 3,000 to 5,000 people. And then arriving here about 5:30, there were so many people. Myself and my colleague Bright, by his name, came here to work to collect signatures. So we started from both ends, and as I was going through the center of the park, there were so many people lined up with their tables, displaying all their flyers, advertising businesses and companies, and I walked to different people collecting signatures. So almost getting to the end, or the main entrance to the park, I stood in front there and meeting with people, interacting with them, collecting signatures. And after a while, about 10 minutes of my arriving there, I was approached by a police, likely as a Bowie City police, who came to ask us what we are doing, and I told him, oh, we are fighting for driver's independence from the company, and I gave him one of the flyers. Then he told me that we cannot do it here, that this is about politics. I said, no, we are offering a service to the community. So we want the community to know what is going on. That's why we are here. And he said, no, we can't do it here. This is about safety. It's about meeting with the people, interacting with them. It's about family taking their time and children relaxing and playing as they wish. Well, we personally did not want to react. I obeyed him and I left. And on our way out, a lady was coming down the hill, and my colleague approached the lady, and another police, even though we were out from the almost from their sight, another police who was around there shouted on him that he has to leave. So that was the experience we had on that day. It was so frustrating. We came with all hope to achieve our goal, but we were so disappointed by the action of the police.
Take one more minute. Here we are in the park to explain that there were tables of all sorts of people, you know, providing all sorts of information. But somehow the information that you were providing was problematic. But there was lots of other people here doing, you know, different types of things.
There were. I don't know why they look at us as being our service as being problematic. Maybe we did not have a table. But according to what the police told us, said about safety, there were people like the representative of banks, insurance companies, different companies putting out their brochures for people to have a look at them and grab them with them. So I could not understand what it mean by whether those were safety as well. That is what I was doubting, even though I didn't react.
How important is CB3? And how important is overturning CB3? What does this mean for drivers? There's now not much time left until the first 3,300 signatures, valid signatures from Prince George's County registered voters is due. What's at stake here?
You know, according to the Constitution, there is what we call the Fifth Amendment. And Fifth Amendment is the taking of somebody's right of existence or practice. And that is what CB3 is doing to CB36. CB3 is to stop drivers from being independent, is to promote monopoly, is to promote some kind of slavery, whereby only the company exists and not the drivers. And the drivers that exist only work for the company. So because of that, we have to petition to return to gain back the CB36.
CB36 was legislation which freed up some 400 medallions for independent drivers, not for the big companies that dominate the industry. And talk a little bit about, so in CB3 overturns that legislation, and the money that's at stake here. We're talking about owners paying $200 a year for medallions, which then they turn around and rent to drivers for $330 a week.
Yes.
So drivers end up paying some $17,000 a year, 50% of their income. That's, you know, not counting gas and insurance and whatnot.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of money at stake, whether it gets consolidated into the hands of a few or whether it's able to use for, you know, working people to be able to provide for their families.
Absolutely. CB36 not only stop drivers from being independent. It overturns
CB3.
It overturns. It attacks to low-income workers in general. Because if drivers are attacked somewhere along the line, say in the, at the long run, other people will be attacked as well. With CB3 is to allow the company to continue dominating the industry. For instance, as you mentioned, the company will pay $100 a year to the county, and in turn will charge us $17,000 a year. We explain and even show the receipt and everything to the county and the council members, yet Will Campos was blind to this because money talks. He voted for CB36, in the name, according to him, he said it's politics that we wouldn't understand. But because he was bought by the company, that is why he blindly, even though we met with him and explained the stages where we are today to him, with deeper understanding, he purposely refused to listen to us and only go with the company. And that is why they brought about the CB3.
Lastly, do you have any final comment about, we're here in the park, August 2nd was National Night Out. It's a public park, a public event. You're gathering signatures for a petition, a very public act, and yet you're run off by the police. What does that say to you about this country, about Prince George's County?
First and foremost, about this county, about Prince George's County, it shows that with money, you can do anything, even you can overpower the government. It shows that money talks, in short. And as we know, in the United States of America, the Constitution rule, and everybody abides by the Constitution. But in Prince George's County, it is only money that rules. The county itself, whom we met during the campaign, we sat down one in one, and we disclosed and discussed with him the situation which we were at that time prior to passing CB36. And he promised to reform. So his action, he even refused to meet with us before the passing of CB3. We tried to meet with him several times.
Campos?
County executive.
Rashan
Baker. We tried to meet with him several times. He sent his aides to meet with us, But despite our deep discussion with them, they never listened to us. They overturned our discussions, and I think, and we believe sincerely, that with his tie with this chairman of transition, which is Wayne Corey, who is in turn have a tie with the cab companies, been able to convince or confuse him to make to stand by his own words. So we are deeply disappointed.
Anything else you care to add?
There are a lot more to say, but what I would say at this time is to ask the citizens of Prince George's County to look into CB3 and compare and contrast with the CB36 and enjoin with drivers to fight for the low-income workers of this county.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.